meditation, in the beginning at least, you can go into states of samadhi on very high states. And in the beginning, the state only lasts while you're in that state, while your eyes are closed and you're sitting cross-legged and breathing and all such. And that marvelous state comes, but then as you get up and walk around, it disappears. Then, as the spiritual evolution progresses, the state begins to continue. So the next stage is it continues even when you open your eyes. And then when you get up and walk around, it disappears. But then the state gets more and more prevailing, and you can get up and walk around in that state, and it remains. And then eventually you can walk up and continue a relatively normal life, and the condition is permanent. Eventually the state precludes what you would call ordinary mentalization altogether, and you more or less stay in the state. Then the state eventually prevails, and then you leave the world, which is what I did. You didn't have any choice. You left the world. Then after some years, one learns how to reaccommodate to the world. It took many years to learn how to become functional within the world again. It's a completely different nature. It's something that you witness, just as I'm talking to you now. There's an aspect that witnesses this is a phenomena that is occurring of its own. It doesn't have anything to do with a personal I or a me. It happens autonomously, just like the bird flies through the air. So it happens of its own. And I always call that what I acquired over the years when I use the term I, I'm doing that for the listener. It becomes what I call the persona. There's an interactive energy between the world and the self with a capital S that learns how to refunction in the world. Most people, when they reach an extremely high level of consciousness, do not return to the world. They do not function in the world. And it's really quite statistically unusual to do so, in fact. Most people stay in a permanent retreat or they live in an ashram. And if you want to see them, you travel many miles and they smile at you sweetly and bless you. And then that's it, see? So it was by the grace of God, there was the return of the capability to explain things and teach. So I accepted that if that was the case, then that was the case, and therefore have continued to teach. Because of the extreme nature of the change of consciousness, there wasn't any choice. There was a necessity to leave the world. Also, its values had no more attraction. There was no attraction to it. There was no point to persevere in that. And also, one has an intuitive knowingness that something else quite different is being called for. So I more or less walked away from everything that the world cherishes as the ultimate. You just sort of witness the transition and the changes. People worry about what will happen to them if they reach a certain state where you can't function in the world. So I tell them, well, at that state, you can't function in the world. So? The thing is, when that state arises, you no longer are afraid of it. You're not afraid of it. It's just like your hair turning gray. It's not exactly scary, you know what I'm saying?